This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm joined by Brass Villanueva from the organization Los Malos, and he is right now out at the Montebello Cineplex in Montebello, right off the 10 freeway, at a Cineplex that is showing the Harry Potter movie tonight, and I imagine there's a big crowd, Brass?
Okay, there's a very big crowd right now. We were anticipating going to see this movie. We were anticipating that this film would be of interest to those of us who are looking out for the interests of the Hispanic community and the Latin community. It's my understanding, Phil, right now that is not going to be the case. Okay, and the fact is Harry Potter movie is apparently contains Anglo references, but there's no Latin references or Hispanic references. So our worst fears are realized at this particular point.
Were you hoping that the Harry Potter movie would do what?
We were hoping the Harry Potter movie would at least speak to the Spanish, Spanish American, Latin American subculture in this country. We were hoping that they would speak some Spanish. They speak at least two other languages in this film. One is English, the other is some kind of a German or Yiddish language. But right now there is nothing that speaks to the Latin American or Hispanic American. So we're very, very disappointed at this point. And at this point, we will plan some demonstrations at 17 area movie theaters this weekend.
And what are you going to protest? That there is no Hispanic influence?
There's nothing in the Harry Potter movie that speaks to the Latin American experience. There's nothing in this movie that speaks to the Hispanic American experience. There is no Spanish spoken in the movie. We are trying to warn now the Hispanic people of America. This movie contains nothing of relevance to the Latin people.
Were you hoping that it would? I mean, I'm not familiar with the Harry Potter movies, but you were hoping that there would be some...
We were hoping, number one, first of all, this movie appears to have been shot in England with kids with English accents. That's England. That's not America. This film could have been shot in El Paso or parts of Houston or northern Mexico or L.A. All of the actors appear to be Anglo, talking stupid stuff what Anglos care about. The other thing that I think is disappointing that we've seen so far, a lot of Latin women are taking our young Latin children to see this movie so as to influence a young proud Latin child to become some kind of anglicized wizard child that rides a broom. This will dilute Latin culture. I don't know how. I have a year-old son, and I would ask myself the question, how will I ever detoxify my boy from wanting to become some kind of an anglicized wizard boy? So,
well, you mentioned becoming an anglicized wizard boy. Your son.
My son, yes.
Your wife is taking him.
Well, I'm not married, but my girlfriend, right now we have plans to be married. My girlfriend had plans to take him to the movie, and she said to me she wanted to take him to the Harry Potter movie. We find that offensive. We also find the name Harry Potter offensive. The Spanish is Hernando Potter, and that is not being used either. So all in all, this whole thing looks like it's just been one big lie told to the Latin American people, told to Hispanic people and people of Mexican descent. We feel we have been lied to. We feel we've been tricked and fooled, and we are sick of it. And Los Malos is calling for demonstrations this weekend. I can hear my people cry from the discrimination of not enough jobs. I can hear my people cry from the discrimination of not being able to get a quality education. The number one movie that will be coming out this year has nothing in it that speaks to the Latin American. And I find that to be wrong. And again, last night I was having dinner with my wife. I mean, my girlfriend, I call her my wife, even though we're not married yet.
Yes, I understand that.
And I said to her, Marita, you know, you're talking all about Harry Potter this, Harry Potter that. From now on, when you say the name of Harry Potter in our home, it is Hernando Potter. At least we can maintain our Latin dignity in the home by calling the wizard boy his proper Latino name. It's bad enough me trying to lead our people when I can't even speak Spanish because I had to drop out of night school. And it's bad enough that I don't know enough about our culture to lead our people because I was battling alcohol addiction for many years. And now my woman takes my boy to see the Hernando Potter movie, no one part of which was filmed in El Segundo or Yuma. That's what we find to be offensive, and that is our message tonight.
All right, Brass, you've said a mouthful there, man, and there's a whole lot to digest. Brass Villanueva, Los Malos, they're at 17 area movie theaters tonight protesting the lack of Latin or Hispanic actors and themes in the recent Harry Potter movie, which they called the Hernando Poter movie. Is that Spanish for Harry?
You know, I don't know, and that's one of the things that frustrates me about being the leader of a Hispanic American organization. I don't know what the Mexican name for Harry is. And the reason for that...
And the reason you don't know that is because you were addicted to alcohol and you had to drop out of night school?
Because of the discrimination, right.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686 as we talk here to Brass Villanueva. You talked about the anglicized wizard boy, that being the Harry Potter character?
That is correct.
And your fear is that a lot of young Latin American children will become...
They'll look up to him. They will reject their Roman Catholic roots and try to become this sort of anglicized wizard boy, this kind of wild kid riding a broom, and every other kind of mess that you can think about. My only hope, Phil, is to see my people coming out of the theater recognizing that this movie is bad for the Latin American people. I do not want to see my people coming out of the theater chanting, Harry, Harry. And I'm yelling at the top of my lungs, Hernando, Hernando.
Hernando Poter.
Hernando Poter, which...
But you don't even know if that's the really Spanish name.
No, I just watched some Spanish movies and I came up with a sound that sounded Mexican.
Hernando Poter. Is Poter like Spanish for Potter?
It sounds like it. I don't know. It's kind of Poter, something like that.
All right, you got a long, long road to hoe here, man, and you got a big big mountain to climb.
Am I on a road or climbing a mountain?
What I'm saying is you've got a lot of work you got to do because you are trying to influence a film that has already been made.
Well, I don't think they should go back and remake the movie, but what I do think they should do is that they need to let the people of the Latin American people of America know that this movie does not have anything in it for Mexican people. Our Latin women are taking our young Latin children to see this movie so as to influence them. Our proud young Latin women who've given up wearing the strong, proud, high heel and have taken to wearing the flats, the proud Latin short skirt, they've given up that for the long skirt of the domestic worker, and they take my child to see some Anglo boy of magic? I find this wrong. And we are speaking about it tonight.
How odd do you think it is wanting a Harry Potter movie to have Spanish themes?
I don't think it's odd at all. I think this the woman who wrote this thing was writing it for children, and there's all kinds of children. I'm simply saying she can do what she wants, but I'm saying there is nothing in the Hernando Poter movie for Latin kids.
And you are in line right now at the Montebello Cineplex. That's Brass Villanueva from Los Malos, a Hispanic empowerment organization. He says there is absolutely nothing in the Harry Potter movie that speaks to the Latin experience in America, and he is therefore boycotting it and is calling on a boycott. He also calls it the Hernando Poter movie, not Harry Potter. But he isn't sure if that's really the Mexican name for Harry Potter, since he doesn't know how to speak Spanish himself, since he didn't have a chance to learn because he had to drop out of night school due to alcoholism. I think, you know, he's got a couple of problems there. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, Brass. You out there?
I'm right here, right.
Okay, Brass Villanueva at the Montebello Cineplex, where the opening of the Harry Potter movie among many, many theaters across the country is taking place tonight. And you are demonstrating at 17 area movie theaters about the fact that the movie doesn't have any Latin or Hispanic influence.
Well, the reason why I'm talking about that is because, first of all, this is a multicultural country. England is not. They make a movie about England, and they make a movie about English things. That's fine. But when you make a movie in England, maybe you ought to just keep it in England. When you make a movie over in America, you have got to have some multiculturalism. And what that means is you have to approach your audience from a multicultural point of view.
And but how realistic is it to expect that the Harry Potter movie will have Latin themes?
I think it's realistic if you want people to buy tickets to the movie. I think it's realistic if you understand the political and subcultural tenor and text of America, and that is that there are a great many Latin American people here who are tired of movies that are not addressing our plight. And Hernando Botero movie and all the other, Star Trek is another one. There's not one Mexican in Star Trek. There's not one Mexican in Star Wars. There's not one Mexican in a variety of Final Fantasy and Battlefield Earth. I saw all these movies. I didn't see one Latin American in one of them. Not a one. I think it's time we say why. And I think it's time that we boycott these films. So I want all, and I'm putting everybody on notice who is of Latin descent, and I'm putting everybody on notice who's going to see this movie, regardless of your cultural experience, that no Mexican is going to go see this movie. And if they do, you should remind them of their cultural duty.
Just because they don't have Spanish.
They got two other languages in there.
All right, let's talk about the two other languages you're talking about. You're talking about German and Yiddish.
That is correct.
What phrasing do they use? Is this throughout the movie?
Well, they're using terms like Gringot and Gringot and muddle and stuff like that. This is all Yiddish stuff.
Yiddish stuff, Gringot and muddle and this is all German.
That's correct. So again, what we're trying to say is we are asking the American people to understand the people of England have no guts. They eat one burrito and they'll crap through the eye of a needle. They have no respect. And what we're asking them is to have this kind of language influence this movie. And there's a whole lot of people here who are not paying any attention to me.
Well, where are you, man?
I'm at the Montebello Cineplex.
And when you say they're not
I'm telling them, don't go and see the movie. Don't go. They're just there walking right by me and ignoring me. So that makes me mad.
Let's talk a little bit about you, Brass. You say that you are a guy who can't speak Spanish because you allegedly dropped out of night school.
I had to drop out of night school. I was drinking too much at the time.
You don't speak Spanish, and yet you call this thing the Hernando Potter movie. That's just because you watch some Spanish movie on TV and you're approximating that.
That's what it sounds like to me, right.
All right, you don't speak any Spanish, and you say that you have a very tenuous relationship with the Latin culture, and yet you don't want anybody to go see this movie because the Latin women and the little Latin kids, they're all going to become polluted by it.
Well, no, we just don't want to lose our heritage.
Just by taking a kid into a movie, going to lose his heritage.
Well, first of all, the Latin people, the Mexican people, have a long tradition of believing in spooks and goblins and all that kind of thing.
What do you mean spooks and goblins?
I mean a lot of witches and a lot of shamans and a lot of things like that. You take them down to see a movie like this, and now everything gets regurgitated. Everything gets pumped back up. Okay? And so what I'm...
Everything gets regurgitated. Look, all it is a kid who knows how to practice magic. He rides on a broom. He knows a wizard. I guess he doesn't speak Spanish, but other than that, he's just a little kid who is escaping in his own mind, all right? And it is in English, and I assume that you speak English, and the people you know speak English. So why can't you just sort of eliminate that from your thinking?
Look, Mr. Henry, quit trying to, make sense, all right?
Yeah, quit trying to make sense. Quit trying to make sense. You want me to quit trying to make sense with you? All I'm trying to tell you is, why don't you just watch the movie? I tell you what, don't go see the movie. Let your kids see the movie.
And you want my kid to become a broom rider?
A broom rider? I mean, all a kid's going to do is go see the Harry Potter. You call him the anglicized wizard child that rides a broom.
That's exactly right. And that's what I'm talking about. The anglicized wizard child that is going to influence every Latin child to become some kind of a broom riding weirdo. I'll tell you right now, if I wasn't busy with my auto detailing business, then I definitely would have to step up my attack on this film.
Your auto detailing business.
That's right. But right now I'm into an up season and, things are good. It rained last week. People are not buying new cars.
1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to Brass Villanueva. I don't know what I'm talking to him about. I'm talking about the fact that...
You know very well what you're talking
about. I'm talking to you about the fact that Harry Potter, the movie, doesn't have any Spanish heritage in it. Here is James on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir. I got to tell this guy, he's just totally nuts. I mean, he has no heritage.
Are you laughing?
If he thinks he's got a heritage, it comes from your parents. If he can't speak Spanish coming from his family, then he has no Latino heritage.
Yes, I do. What are you talking about? I got no Latino heritage. My people come from Mexico.
Yeah, but if your parents did not have enough heritage to teach you Spanish growing up, you have no heritage.
Don't go see
You're
me.
American, man.
I'm American of Latin descent, which means I can reasonably expect that when I go see the Hernando Potter movie, that they're going to have maybe a Mexican kid in there.
Yeah.
Have you
but
seen
they don't have. They don't need one. The story does not revolve around Mexicans.
Oh,
if you don't like the, if you do not like what it is, you don't go to it, okay?
So
that's the whole thing.
No, it revolves.
If a kid wants to go see Harry Potter, let him go see it. If he wants to go see Monsters, Inc., let him go see it. I don't
do you
see
believe
no
that
Mexican monsters in Monsters, Inc.
Do you believe that a child should see pornography?
No.
Okay, then why should a child go see the Hernando Potter movie?
Would you call it Harry Potter and not Hernando Potter? You know full well that Harry isn't Hernando in Spanish.
Exactly.
It's the only thing that why would I want a kid to go see that if I don't want him to see porn?
Well, then why? How could you possibly say this is porn? This is a movie based upon one of the most successful series of children's books in the history of the world, okay? How can you say...
Because it don't have no Mexican kid in it.
So
if there was Spanish... If there was Spanish in this movie, you wouldn't understand it anyway.
I don't need
exactly.
to. I can be proud of the fact that there's Spanish in it. Oh, you laugh.
I'm going to go see Harry Potter, so bye-bye.
Yeah, you go see Harry Potter. Remember, it insults the Mexican.
The Mexican.
Don't go see the movie. Don't go see the movie.
And you're still standing out in front of that movie theater trying to get people not to see this movie.
That's right. It ain't about a Mexican, I'll tell you that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686.
What about that Quidditch, too? That's another.
What's Quidditch?
That's another one of these Yiddish words that I've been trying to tell you about, if you'd listen to me.
All right, Brass Villanueva from Los Malos, trying to get people not to watch the Harry Potter movie because it doesn't contain any Latin or Hispanic actors or themes. It doesn't contain... Should Latin and Hispanic themes be in every single movie?
I believe that Latin and Hispanic themes should inform every film that American people see because Latin and Hispanic people are part of the fabric of this country. Okay?
So in other words, like, let's say a movie like, I don't know, a movie that came out recently.
See, you can't think of one.
I'll think of an American movie that came out. How about that one, The Score? How about,
There should be a bull or a cockfight in every movie. Look.
How about Zoolander?
Zoolander?
Yeah. Should there be a Hispanic or Latin theme in that?
Yes.
Because that's
speaking to an American crowd. Every single movie that has an American audience should have some Latin or Hispanic theme to it. And to me, that is that is the number one priority of Los Malos.
Okay, here's what I think your priority ought to be. I think you ought to learn how to speak Spanish first.
Well, that's true. I should.
Yeah, that is true. So that when they do put Spanish into the Hernando Potter or the Harry Potter movie or whatever you want to call it, you'll understand it. 1-800-449-8686. Angie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. Yes, I'm calling in response to the gentleman that's on the radio right now.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I am a Mexican-American, and I do know Spanish, and I don't see where he's coming from. I don't understand what his point is.
What about
is.
The Sound of Music, that one Hispanic nun? She's Mexican.
I don't see where a Mexican not being on Star Trek or on Star Wars has anything to do
How
with
How come
that?
There are no Mexicans, but they got at least one black? They even got a black Vulcan. Are you putting me on with that?
Excuse me, does that really matter? I mean, you're
Yeah,
a,
I mean, why would they go to great
pains? You're American. What? You just try to better yourself. You don't...
Why would they go to great pains?
That
pisses me off, man.
Film?
Why would they go to great pains to have a black Vulcan and they don't have no Mexican Vulcan?
I don't know, but I mean, we are Mexican Americans, and if you're proud of your race or whatever, I mean, did you see? Give me a break.
All right, Angie, we got a break. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Show. 1-800-449-8686.
I know, well, my kids have read Harry Potter. I can't bring myself to read it. I don't know what the... I guess it's because I'm not really reading much these days anyway. I don't know, you know. I got into that whole Lord of the Rings thing when I was in high school. That was very big. The Hobbit and all of those guys. And I don't want to get myself lost into another weird world of weirdness. Into the wonderful world of weird. Harry Potter. And all the kids, they've read all 4 or 5 or 10 books. Can you imagine what a score? Now, here's my point. 100 million books have been sold. Now, what do you figure? $20 a book? Is that too crazy? $20 a book? Does that sound about right? Paperback maybe 15. Let's just call it $20 a book for kicks. That's $2 billion. How much of that does J.K. Rowling get? Well, at last count, she had $36 million. Somebody has taken her to the cleaners. She's taken it, if you'll pardon me, Ms. Rowling, I don't mean any offense, but you're taking it in a Royal American. $36 million out of $2 billion? Kind of a deal that she signed with a publisher. Now, in the world of publishing, because I'm only recently finding this out, when you hear that somebody signs a $10 million deal, that is not, here's $10 million, we love you so much, go write a book. That's $10 million against sales. You have to pay that money back. You have to sell $10 million worth of books. Now, if you put your name to that contract, that means you believe that you can, and obviously the publishing company is offering it to you because they believe that you can. But if $10 million worth of books are not sold, guess what happens? They come after you for the money, or your deal's over, one of the two. Or you got to pay back whatever money that you didn't pay them. Well, obviously, that's not her problem. But I don't know what kind of a deal she signed either for the book. But she's, you know, she's really on the short end of that deal, wouldn't you say? $36 million out of a potential $2 billion in sales. Not to mention the merchandising. How much do you think she gets out of that? Now, this was a welfare mother. Allegedly. I keep hearing about this J.K. Rowling. She was on welfare. She didn't have a pot to throw it out of. Well, I don't know whether that's true or not. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. She came up with the idea when she was on a train. And, well, that's fine. And maybe she just went ahead and signed a deal, I should say, with a publishing company because she needed the bread so bad that she was willing to give them everything and she would take nothing in return. But don't you think that somebody could come along and, you know, do better for her? $36 million out of $2 billion. $36 million out of $2 billion. And she's got a big smile on her face. Some people say, oh, that's enough. Why? I mean, what are you, greedy? Yeah, $2 billion bucks? You bet I'm greedy. You can't do that, man. You can't sit there and say, well, you know, it's $36 million, it's $36 million. I mean, she'll never have to work another day in her life. And why should she complain? I'll tell you why she should complain. Because the money is hers. That's why she should complain. If it's not such a big deal, then I tell you what, why doesn't the publishing company just give her most of it? And they keep $36 million. Well, because they have a lot more employees. And, oh, well, all right, they got a lot more employees. Tell you what, give her $100 million. Give her $150 million. And they can still have their employees and do all their bull crap. $36 million, hey, I wouldn't sneeze at it, but... That's me, you know. I mean, I'd take anything. $10 million bucks, and I'm out of here. All I need is $10 million, and that's it. I'm done. Goodbye. You'll never have to see or hear from me again. Anybody got the $10 million? Go ahead and send it to me, care of the Phil Hendry Show. Yada yada yada. Mark, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello,
Phil.
Yeah,
you are brilliant, man. You probably get this every day. But
yeah, I do.
You're the funniest show on radio, man.
Thanks.
Absolutely brilliant. I've got my 17-year-old hooked. He's got all his friends at high school hooked. And
pretty weird.
We dig your show, man. You are absolutely phenomenal.
Nice.
And I just wanted to thank you.
Oh, okay, thanks. Getting back to J.K. Rowling. She's brilliant. She's phenomenal. I dig her. I got my kids hooked on her. You read them all. Craig Taylor. Well, I don't doubt that Taylor read them all. And the movie, according to Craig Taylor, here's the first review. If you read the books, you'll hate the movie. If you read the books, you're going to hate this movie, okay? Darren, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
You should help pursue getting her extra money, and then you could cut yourself in for 10%.
And then you can give us 10% for giving you the idea.
Who's that in the background?
That's my wife.
The witch? The what?
My wife.
Oh. All right, good idea. Here's Mac on the Phil Henry Show. Mac?
Yeah.
What do you want?
I was wondering if you were going to bring up Bud Dickman and the Professor and do your
Yeah, we're going to do Joe Dickhead. Again. It's Joe Dickhead and the Professor.
Oh, it's Joe Dickhead.
Yeah, Bud
I'm
Dickman's
sorry.
Jewish. Joe Dickhead is Scottish.
I'm sorry.
No problem. He's going to be coming up later on. Do you follow those picks?
Yeah. I love the Professor.
All right, brother.
He's always in pain.
He's on his way.
Thanks a lot,
man. Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling. Ron, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing, my brother?
Fine.
Hey, Phil, I just wanted to ask you, what other radio programs that you like to listen to that you find entertaining?
I don't listen to the radio other than the news.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't even listen to the station that I'm on in Los Angeles.
It's hard to find. There's only a couple of good radio. I listen to mostly AM radio. And found your show about 6 months ago.
Only listening to AM radio is a really strange... I like the Carell and Andrew show, or I did. Now I like the Carell show.
Uh-huh.
And that's about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wondered. I like to listen to Howard.
First of all, when I get off the air, the last thing I want to hear is the radio. And actually, before I go on the air, the last thing I want to hear is the radio. The only thing that I want to do is get in and try to put together a halfway decent show, execute it, and get out of here. Although early in my career, I used to listen to the radio all the time. But recently, and I would say by recently, within the last 10 years, I've stopped listening altogether.
Oh, okay.
Don't even watch all that much TV. You know, I've become a recluse.
There you go.
That's what I am, Ron. I the internet, that's my thing. I sit there, I go into chat rooms, message boards, and play Myth 2, and, you know, I just got my ass kicked by some kid in Albania last night in Myth 2, that kind of thing,
uh-huh.
You know, and then I rent the occasional movie, and I sit and I look at oldbustygals.com or, you know, oldsploshers.com, just stuff like that.
There you go, got to keep right? entertained.
You got it, brother.
Okay, thanks, man.
All right, man, thanks for calling, bye. No, my radio listening days are gone, man. Dead and buried. Nothing, no comment beyond that. I'm not going to make any comment beyond that. I just don't do it anymore. I'm sure you get home. Hey, let's listen to the radio. I know. I mean, look at I'm on the air at night in a lot of places. And for the most part, I have listeners in cars, and that's normal. But going home and listening to the radio at night, the only blind people do that. Am I right or wrong? Most people go, huh? I'm mean because I'm saying the obvious. The only people that go home at night and listen to the radio are blind people or people that have work to do in the office. Or if they're on their internet, maybe they'll listen to the show. But most people go home at night and watch TV or eat and read or something like, I don't know, or go out to dinner. The driving around at night, I understand, people will listen to our show in the car. And I think the last time I heard the statistics on that, I think, like, I don't know, 80 or 90% of our listeners are in-car listeners. And we do have some at-work listeners, and I understand that, too, when you're working. But, again, going home and listening to the radio, I've never done it. Unless it's, if there was a bit that we were doing I was listening to driving home, then I might check it out. I will be perfectly honest with you when I say this. And I don't know how to say this without sounding too egocentric, but the only show that I listen to that makes me laugh is this one, when I listen to our tape replay at night. And I think it's time that we say the obvious. I think it's time that we say what we haven't said before. This is probably the funniest radio show in America. I've heard them all. I've listened to all of them. I've listened to all the shtick. This show... Not only is this show the funniest show in America, this show is a smart show. We make a lot of smart points. In fact, this show is so smart that the dumb people think it's dumb. And I don't know how far we'll get with this show and how great we will become and how famous we'll become and how popular we'll become, but this show will always be, for its time and place, in the history of the media in America, this show will have been the funniest thing on the air. I don't know of anything else funnier, and I've heard them all, everybody. Pound for pound, man, when we nail it here, it is a gut laugh. It's a belly laugh. It's tears coming down the face, and it's drive your car off the road and kill six people funny. And I've listened to all kinds of radio. I never had a show make me laugh like that. I can listen to this show, and I hear it. So we will now say it. We will send the message far and wide to friend and foe alike that a new torch has been passed to a new generation of radio listener in America, that the Phil Hendry Show is now officially the funniest radio show on the dial in America, in North America. I love me. God, I wish I had some of that backwards music. I could play it. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
And now, the Phil Hendry Show presents NFL Picks with Joe Dickhead and the Professor.
Live from Las Vegas, Nevada, this is Joe Dickhead and the Professor with our big NFL Picks for this week, number 10!
That's right, I'm the Professor.
And I'm Joe Dickhead.
We're high atop the four corners on the Vegas Strip. Are you ready to make some money, or do you want to keep pussyfooting around? Because we got the National Football League Association League Conference picks.
All of the great games, and if you call our hotline now, you'll get those picks free. If you keep listening, you'll get them free. Why can't we make any money with that hotline? I don't get it.
I don't know, but I'll tell you something right now. I'm ready to make you some money. I'm the Professor.
And I'm Joe Dickhead.
And this is NFL Picks for this week number 10.
This week, Joe Dickhead and the Professor present our NFL Picks in a Western theme. Here it is.
Howdy, partner. I'm the Professor. Man, that Atlanta-Green Bay game. God, had me riding high in the saddle.
No doubt about it. Well, I hear that triangle bell ringing. Better mosey on over to the Packer Grill, because I'm going to pick me up, rustle me up some grub.
Big time. Yeah, I think them Atlanta Falcons is going to get scalped, y'all.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
If I told you this idea wouldn't work, just keep doing it. Come on.
You're making me look like an ass.
Keep doing it.
Anyway, yeah, I think the Packers is going to beat them Atlanta Falcons by a good 6 points.
Hey, partner, how about Baltimore? The Cleveland Browns at Baltimore. You know, I ever hear the name Cleveland Brown, it reminds me of what I shovel out from underneath my horse every morning before I hop on top of him.
Definitely brown, and that's what I see underneath my seat every time I lose a bet.
Well, this time, I think it's going to be the Baltimore Ravens at home.
Cleveland is way overrated this season, don't you think, partner?
No doubt about it, Buckaroo.
Well, I've been walking bow-legged for a long... I've been walking bow-legged for a long time, taking it in the shorts the way I have, week in, week out with these picks.
Yep. You go to any other handicapper and you'll be walking bow-legged, brother.
How about Indianapolis and Darlin'?
Yeah, let's take that City of New Orleans train all the way down. Because I think that the...
Hit the music.
Okay. Wait
a minute. Anyway, I think the New Orleans is going to take the Indianapolis Colts to task. Them Colts knew how much I like my horses.
Yeah, how can you go against a football team that's got a damn horseshoe on their helmet? But I'm going to do it this week, partner. You better believe it.
Yeah, man, you better believe that, man.
Cut it out. Sorry.
I think it's the New Orleans Saints over them there, Indianapolis Colts.
to give you our football picks in the film noir format.
Late at night, I'm sitting in my office. I saw her there, her silhouette in the window. She said, "Hey, big boy, who do you like in the Jets-Dolphins game?" I said, "Are you putting me on, baby? I vacation down on South Beach. I flee the city, head down to the condo in Boca."
That's right. And I'll tell you right now, baby, in my opinion, it's the Miami Dolphins over the New York Jets.
"Hey," she said, "who do you like in that Philly-Dallas game?"
"Baby, in my opinion, Philadelphia's the big city, but Dallas has got the big guns. I think the Eagles will get upset." She said to me, "Don't get upset with me, big guy." "I'm not upset with you, baby." I said, "The Eagles are going to get upset by the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas."
And then it was San Francisco at Carolina. Yeah, that was her name, Carolina.
"Oh, what could be finer than to be in a..."
"Never mind."
"In the morning."
San Francisco, city by the bay, the Golden Gate Bridge, the Bay Bridge, North Beach, all that great Italian food, all that Chinese food up there in the gates of the Chinatown.
"I remember they loved it with her in the park car in the Marina District. How could you go against the 49ers?
And speaking of numbers, now we will do it in a porno motif. And here is how it will sound. No, that's not it, you asshole. Here it is. No, here it is. Jacksonville at Pittsburgh. I like Pittsburgh."
What's that, baby? What do you want? You want to know who's going to win the San Diego-Oakland game? Well, come on, let's see it. Huh? You want me to do what? I want to finish my drink first.
San Diego. Chicago, Tampa Bay. 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 Chicago!
Oh, Detroit and Arizona. Ooh. Yeah. Detroit. Arizona. Quit it. Stop it, please! Arizona!
Oh, man, I got 5 more pools to clean today, too, baby.
Come on in, I'll make you a drink. How come I have to play the chick in this?
Shut up, it's working great. Anyway, yeah, I got 5 more pools to clean today.
How about a drink?
Don't mind if I... Hey, look what's on TV, the ball game.
Well, you don't want to watch that. Maybe you'd like to watch this.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Who's going to win the game, yeah?
Oh, I'm sorry, Denver.